You need to analyze the whole game. Okay, Leeds is starting brightly, probably, you know, with a new manager or caretaker manager at home after a 3-0 victory away from home. So they have 15 very good minutes. We were a kind of brand new team today. Yeah, they never played together. So sometimes you need time to settle down. Sometimes you start the game in an unbelievable way. But today we needed 10, 15 minutes to settle down. After that, I thought we were in control of the first half. If it was one team who would score in the last 20 minutes of the first half, it was us. Totally controlled the game. We were missing a bit of quality. That cross, that pass, that decision. So we talked about that at halftime. We had a small problem with Boca. Nothing important but precaution. When you got the bench that we have today, I think it's very easy for the manager not to risk him. And then we put ourselves under pressure a little bit, unnecessary. We lost a few balls in the middle of the park that we didn't do in the last few games. So we gave Leeds the momentum to go and try to win the game, especially playing towards the end where the fans are. But then we score. You know, I needed to change the dynamics of Maka. I needed to find out, as a manager, the solution. And I had to make a hard decision not to play him today. And so pleased that he was the one coming in and scoring. At that time, I thought the game would be in our side, no doubt. But then, you know, they got quality players. They got Snodgrass, they got Vecchio. Players that at any time, even if you are defending at your best, they can score. So, again, I think we were terrific in the last 10 minutes. After they score, any other team here at Leeds, especially defending that goal, maybe we go down and lose the game. And no, we keep passing, we keep believing. And of course, like I said, not only Maka, but I think today the difference was made by Vicente. The delivery, the passing, the ability to find the spaces, make us play calm, and to make us win the game. So we need him fit. We need a 90 minute fit, and if we get him at that level, it's going to be better and better.
Quick word on Alan Navarro. He got the win, his first ever goal. What a way to do it.
I asked him, because I thought he never scored before, but he said to me he scored MK Dons against Oldham.
Oh, okay.
So that's a long time ago. So first goal for me as a manager. Deserved it because he had a great game. I think it was probably our best midfielder today. And, you know, he had a couple of shots in the last few games. It's all about hitting the target, so happy for him. And the time as well of the goal, no, 90, 91st minute, so magnificent.
Because some teams have a reputation like Manchester United scoring late goals, but does that show the sort of mental strength of this Albion side?
I think it shows that we play to win. Everywhere. No matter what. Like we said before, no matter where, against who, we always play to win. We are not happy with the draw. We are not happy even if we play badly. After when the game finished, I will analyse any other result and we see if it was good enough or not. But before the game starts, it's always about winning. And we've been doing it, I don't know, for the last month, every single game. I said to Boca, don't worry, we've got enough now. So let's see if we can win it, you know, keep winning games. I think it was important today. It was key game, I think, for me from here to the end of the season.
In terms of your match day squad, was this probably the strongest squad that you've had this season? I mean, you've got players coming back, you brought players in on loan. I mean, just looking at your bench, it was phenomenal.
I think it was, no doubt. And that was, I think the players, they had all the pressure out of themselves because it was my responsibility all the way. Losing, winning, drawing, because I had the chance to pick the team, to make decisions, and to play the team I thought it was the best one to win a game today. But no doubt that the strongest ever in my time as a Brighton boss. So if we keep winning, it's going to get better. We got Danke back for Tuesday, so you know, we got another important player. So decisions for me, but very pleased with the performance, so, especially mentally. We were very, very strong today.